When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hannah wrote to us, Ben and Kelly, my husband has a coworker he constantly complains about to me.
Mm-hmm.
He says the entire office can't stand her. She's a snitch, stuff like that.
Okay.
However, I just saw messages on his phone with her that are paragraphs long and how he hopes they get to work the same days together.
Mm.
Now, this immediately sent up red flags for me. Like, why would he tell me he can't stand her, then write these long messages about how he wants to work with her? So I confronted him about it. And he told me he has to play nice because of workplace politics, and he has to keep up appearances for his sanity.
Oh.
So how much should I be worried about this? How can I go about verifying something like that, too? Or should I? Thanks for any help, Hannah.
Man, that is a tough situation to be in, because immediately it set up red flags for me when,
oh, yeah,
when I heard that. And I don't know why, but maybe being and seeing how many of these group therapies we get, my brain immediately goes to, he's just giving you an excuse.
Well, what I'm thinking immediately now is he's laying the groundwork with her by even telling her about her, telling his wife about her to begin with. It's like, why would you even mention this person to Hannah at all unless you were trying to like lay some groundwork to be like, okay, she's going to think that I hate her. And then secretly something's going on.
Yeah. I mean,
didn't that feel like that to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah,
it's like he's given her excuses. He's given her, he's trying to say, you know, it's workplace politics, which, mm-hmm. you know, to some extent, all right, if I'm devil's advocate, I can get workplace advocate and, or I mean, workplace politics and having to, you know, tiptoe maybe around certain people or make sure you say or watch what you say around certain people who are, quote, right, snitches and things like that. But the part of that that doesn't compute to me is, well, then why are you reaching back out to this person?
Yes. That's the thing. It's like, why are you having like an outside of work texting relationship with this person if you can't stand her?
Yeah, a lot of people weighing in already on Facebook. Sarah says playing nice at work is one thing. Long text saying he wants to work with her is totally different. I know if I can't stand someone at work, I wouldn't be texting outside of work unless it was an emergency.
Exactly. Adrian saying the same thing. Why is he even texting her? Does he text all the other coworkers he works with? If the answer is no, then sorry, but he's cheating. Playing nice in person is one thing, but texting outside the office is on a personal level. Get out, because he's going to keep turning this around on you.
Now, I don't necessarily want to say he's cheating immediately, but it certainly is not setting him up to look very innocent right now.
No, he doesn't. And again, it's like, I just kind of wonder why he's even mentioning her to begin with, if it's someone that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
And clearly that doesn't seem to be the case. If he's texting her saying, hey, I hope we get to work together, like that just doesn't match up at all.
All right. So how does she go about verifying something like this? Because it sounds like she wants to trust her husband.
Yeah, and she's already confronted him about it one time. So I don't know if you keep pressing, that's not going to bode well for the relationship either. But then do you go to covert ways to try verify what the relationship status is at work with her husband?
That's what I was going to ask, is if anyone has done this sort of sleuth detective work on a spouse that you had a red flag on.
Mm-hmm.
And how you went about finding out the truth, maybe that could help Hannah and at least give her a little bit of like ammo or a little bit of something to go on rather than just assume, because it's going to be
going through all of the comments right now. Like, nobody is just like, not a big do. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all like kind of flag.
He's throwing you off.
Yeah.
By talking about her to you to begin with.
All right. So, want to hear those stories of maybe how your, you know, a situation that happened in your life could help Hannah here. 502-571-9970. Take those next. Got a message from Hannah on group therapy, kind of wondering if the red flag that she'd already felt that her husband had given her a line was legit, in that he's got a coworker he can't stand, but the text messages she found say another story.
Yeah, everybody. Well, with the exception of one person. Rusty said, is he spending any extra time at work? If not, maybe he's just trying to keep the peace.
Yeah, but a lot of people are like, you know what? Playing the workplace politics and keeping the peace happens between the hours of 8 and 5 or whenever you're at work. It yes. doesn't necessarily happen after work. You're not texting the person that you despise. You're not reaching out and spending extra. Like, I that part just doesn't jive.
Right. Aaron said, I'm sorry, you don't text coworkers as part of the job, politics, or to play nice. Sounds like something may be going on. Be prepared and good luck.
Yeah, I got a message from a listener. 5 years ago, my husband told me that I wasn't invited to his holiday company holiday party. He said employees only. Well, I had been invited the previous 3 years, so I sent a text to a coworker of his just asking about it. The only reply I got was, you should come, period.
Oh, gosh.
So I surprised him, caught him hugged up on a coworker.
Oh gosh.
I think everybody now, that's the one thing that we haven't really dug in on is how do you go about verifying?
Because she's already confronted him and he's like, oh yeah, no. And he's given her the excuse. And so what do you do? Do you keep pressing? Cause I feel like he's going to keep giving her the same answer.
Well, I think that might be. You know, the message that we just got from the listener, I think that might be an interesting pathway to go, is almost befriending, I mean,
another coworker
or that coworker.
Oh.
Almost.
But how,
like,
do you open that door? What do you say? Like, how do you send the initial text? Like, hey, this is Hannah. I'm his wife. How are you guys doing? You know, let's get to know each other.
How you
guys seem to be friendly. Let's like meet together for lunch or something.
How you doing? I hear you're a big snitch and awful to work with.
But you know what? Based on these text messages, it doesn't sound like you're that awful at all.
Either that, or you call as a headhunter. You like, hey, we got your name, and we want to hire you away.
Is that what we say?
I don't know. Has anybody done that? Has anybody like tried to get someone hired away? Because
what are you going to ask? Like, so are you having any relationships with anybody in the office? Is that what? I don't understand how we get
there. Or, well, no, but I'm saying like you. Oh my gosh, this is completely like fabricating a story. But it's like you reach out as a headhunter.
Uh huh.
And then you ask, are there any others who you would want to bring with you?
Oh.
You know, that we haven't thought of already.
Okay.
And then she's like, yeah, David. I want to bring David along. And you're like, David.
Why is that?
Yeah. Because he's a good kisser.
Oh, my God. I don't know if we have the right answers
yeah,
for this.
Sorry. We are kind of making light of this, and this is a very, like, this is very tense, I'm sure.
It's a potentially, you know, home-wrecking situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I feel so bad for her because I think we all are verifying the feelings that she initially got from this.
Yeah, exactly.
But now it's like, all right, how do you confirm or get to the bottom of it once and for all? Was he telling the truth that he's just trying to play nice?
Well, I think I'm going to piggyback on what everybody said, and then, you know, we can go round and round about this and come up with the same answer. But trust your gut. Find a way maybe to reach out to a coworker or something who you trust or know or whatever. And if that's not the case, then, you know, just watch for other signs.
Okay. Oh, wait. Something just popped in my brain. Okay, so this is maybe the way that she can get in and the reason that she's reaching out to a coworker. Plan like a surprise. Like you want to surprise your husband at work and you want like a little partner in crime to help pull that off. And then maybe that can start the wheels turning to opening the door for a relationship so that you can try to figure. I think maybe that could be a way to, as a reason to reach out to a coworker of his.
Okay. All right.
Try to set up some sort of surprise for him at work.
Well, Hannah, good luck. Hopefully this, I mean, I don't think this eases your mind at all, but
no,
it at least
gives you more work
gives
to
you,
do.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of ammo or whatever to look at as you move forward. But keep us posted and yeah, good luck.